Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue dans mon jazz émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Je suis Alexandre, votre humble serviteur, et nous sommes partis pour 1h30 de jazz. 1h30 découpée en deux parties, avec pour commencer une petite demi-heure des playlists de mes nouveautés, les derniers sons identifiés dans l'univers jazz. Et ensuite, une interview avec un groupe que j'aime beaucoup, qui vient de Bruxelles, qui s'appelle Cow, et qui a sorti son deuxième album il y a quelques semaines, et qui est en passe de sortir un bel EP dans quelques jours. Et donc on va en parler avec eux, ils seront dans l'émission, c'est le trio bruxellois Cow. Mais en attendant, on est parti pour le nouvel album de Imaran, que j'aime beaucoup, un groupe que j'ai eu la chance de voir il y a quelques années, au festival Art Rock à Saint-Brieuc. Imaran, la musique du désert, le rock du désert. Donc c'est parti pour Tamiditin, le nouveau morceau d'Imaran sorti sur leur dernier album, et Sam.
مديد ودار زجام الماضي الدور وام مديد ودار زجام
الماضي
Quelle délicieuse introduction avec la musique du désert, Imaran et leur nouvel album, Essam. On enchaîne dans cette playlist des nouveautés avec encore une musique qui me fait voyager, la musique de Dina Ogon qui a sorti il y a quelques jours là, un nouvel album, Manisco Barn. Et on va aller écouter le morceau Orden Bran. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz. Bienvenue, bienvenue à tous. J'ajouterai Down Tempo aujourd'hui et sur cette même vibe, on va aller voir un album tout à fait fabuleux de Crayon. Alors je sais pas comment ça se prononce, Crayon ou Crayon. L'album Home Safe sorti en 2025, un album de R&B plutôt, avec des featuring dans tous les sens. avec Yamé, Zephyr, Anaïs, Arthur Teboul. Mais là, on va aller écouter surtout le morceau Diamond Miner avec French Kiwi Juice, aka FKJ pour les Français. Et Eliza, c'est Diamond Miner. Bienvenue, bienvenue dans mon jazz. Et on se retrouve dans quelques instants pour l'interview du groupe Cow. A tout de suite. J'adore cette musicienne, Eliza, accompagnée ici par Crayon et FKJ French Kiwi Juice. On approche de l'interview, mais on va s'en mettre une petite dernière quand même, parce que c'est un régal, cette playlist, à retrouver bien sûr sur notre page Instagram, avec le lien Spotify et Deezer de la playlist Monthly Love. Et du coup, une petite dernière, j'aimerais bien vous mettre un de mes labels de cœur, Periodica Records, qui envoie de la grosse disco. Et du coup, là, on va aller écouter le nouvel album de Wedamani, Onda Biloba, qui est une ode à la danse. Et le morceau numéro 4, Nocé, featuring Sandy Nuni et Nathalie Moran Palacio. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz. Attention, c'est très, très, très funky. Et on se retrouve tout de suite pour l'interview. Mmh. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus 93.9 FM. On arrive à la deuxième partie d'émission et j'ai le grand plaisir d'accueillir dans l'émission André Braildild, le batteur du groupe Cow. Et donc je vais passer en anglais. Hello, hello André, I'm very glad to welcome you dans Mon Jazz.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
André, you are the drummer of Cow, a Belgian trio who's out to play some groovy music. So, bienvenue dans Mon Jazz, and if you are okay, we'll start with a brief description of your band.
Of course.
So, you are a group formed by three musicians from Brussels. There is André Braildild, so you on the drums, Matteo Genovese on the bass, and Jan Janssen on the keys. You form an instrumental trio taking influences from jazz, groove, and dance music. Your aim is simple, to make our heads bob. The formula you use to do so has been the same since your early days. Improvisation, never-ending jam sessions, and open mind to various genres and styles. This gives your music an organic and vibrant feel. Today we are going to talk about your second album, Unknown Waveforms, who's been released last October, but also the upcoming EP, Unknown Waveforms Restrung, which will be out on the 20th of March. Sounds good to you?
That sounds great. First beat tape, we wrote it in the countryside.
Yeah.
During COVID.
Oh, cool.
In 2020.
And the cover.
So we were inspired by, the COVID band.
Yeah, and the cover of the beat tape is a cow. It's a photo of a cow.
Yeah, so the logo for the band, for a long time, it was the animal, the cow.
Nice, nice. So once again, KU and you, André Braildild, thank you for coming down Jazz. Let's dive into this album with the first three tracks. There is Opening Words, Morph 303 and Stratford. Bienvenue dans Mon Jazz.
Worries me. all my family. Basically, you need to catfish the thing.
Dans mon jazz, the online show dedicated to jazz music on Radio Campus Paris. I am with André Brélid from KAO. Welcome again. Bienvenue dans mon jazz, André.
Thank you.
First of all, we had a quick call 2 days ago and you were in France, in Montpellier, playing at Le Salon des Indépendants. How was this gig?
It was an amazing experience. So we were not completely sure if we want to go so far because it was just for one concert. But we decided to combine it with a little weekend in Montpellier, which nice. I have to say, when we met the people from Le Salon des Indépendants, they gave us such a warm welcome that we ended up playing pétanque with them and they showed us around the city. And it was, I mean, we're in the south of France, so we had to play pétanque.
Of course.
And the concert, the vibe was just incredible. So I would highly recommend checking out this place in Montpellier, Le Salon des Indépendants. And the great musicians and just an amazing vibe. And there was a jam session too. And we played with the local musicians, so we had a great time.
Nice. Yeah, and Montpellier is a very beautiful city. So
yeah,
big kiss to the people in Montpellier. To talk about Paris, you will be in Paris at La Petite Halle on the 27th
That's
of March.
Right.
First time in La Petite Halle.
That is the first time we play in Paris at all, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yes, very excited. Very excited. And we've been wanting to play there for a long time, but this time we get to combine it with some very good friends from Hyper Canton, also from Brussels.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a double bill. So we're going all together. I think we're going to share a van to come down. And I think it's going to be an amazing night.
Cool. So for the Parisian, let's meet on the 20th of March at La Petite Halle. And from now, and for now, we continue to listen to your new album, Unknown Waveforms. vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Je suis avec Kao, le groupe belge, pour une interview et je repasse en anglais. So André, you are the drummer of Kao, a beautiful band, and you first released was a beat tape in 2020. We speak about it earlier, which was really hip hop, urban style. This album still sounds like a beat tape with 17 tracks of 2 minutes average, but with a more mature music, deeper and more spiritual. What happened since 6 years?
Well, I have to say in the beginning, the first beat tape, we just made it because we wanted to just record something. Okay. And it was for fun, and we wanted to just express something, and we were having a bit more time than usual. And we wanted just to get something out there, and it was really for fun, and we're old friends, you know, so we were gonna make something no matter what. And then over the years, the music of course developed a lot, and we've been playing together, I don't know how many hours in the rehearsal room and hanging together, and I think the music just naturally matured a little bit.
Yeah.
And Unknown Waveforms, we tried to think more conceptual. Because making a full album like that, we wanted to keep everything in the similar vibe. We wanted to keep this beat tape aesthetic a little bit. Because
exactly.
I don't know, we just love the first beat tape, we just love it somehow. It has its own aesthetic and it's interesting. I don't think that's something we could ever recreate. But we are planning on making another beat tape.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Kao Beat Tape Volume 2.
Volume 2, exactly. We would love to go back and record the same way we did. It's an idea, but go back to Jan's basement and just record with two mics. That's how we did it.
Ah, nice.
And we recorded everything. We mixed everything in one or two tracks. So I don't know. That's why it sounds like this.
Ah, cool.
And it's just a fun way of working, actually.
Yeah, it's really as I said earlier, a kind of jam session. You're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice.
But of course, Unknown Waveforms has a huge process.
Yeah.
And well, we're happy with the outcome. It shows something deeper from our side.
Yeah. Very nice. It makes me think about the idea of going back to the roots. It makes me think of Kreung Bin, who just released an album which is the same as their first album 10 years ago. And they went back. They went back to the old studio, playing the same songs, but with 10 years of experience, and reinterpreting their own songs. It's quite nice.
I haven't listened to that, but I should definitely listen. I haven't heard this new album, but I will definitely listen to that.
Oh,
your music makes me sing a bit of Rat-a-tat, in a way, like this kind of beat tape, like groovy stuff, short music. For you, for the band, what would be your contemporary inspirations?
Our big influence has always been UK jazz things.
Yes.
In the beginning, it was a lot of Alphamists and this whole group of people, you know, that seem almost like they probably all know each other. I don't know how close they all are, but this whole group of people, Yusuf Days, Alphamists, you know. so I think that was a huge inspiration and still is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's evolved over the years a little bit to include more old music.
Yes.
So we still feel very inspired by the old, for example, Pink Floyd. I feel like there's still an influence from this, you know, and we try to kind of combine the things that we grew up loving
mm-hmm.
with the new UK jazz stuff.
Okay.
To make it kind of atmospheric and then layer it with more modern jazz influences, you know? Like Moses Boyd, I think, is a huge influence, and we like the old school synths. I think that's actually, for me, makes a lot of sense, the description of those two together. Old synthesizer sounds with modern jazz drums, bass. Thank you.
vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM, un vendredi sur deux, de 21h à minuit, et bien sûr en podcast sur Apple Music et Deezer. I am with Cal and the drummer André Bradley. Thank you again for being dans Mon Jazz. André, I am in total love with the 12th track of the album, which name is Dive Deep. There is a huge, huge drum groove on this one and a very deep and spiritual keys. Do you remember creating this this song and recording it?
Well, we worked on the chord progression, and in the beginning it was the song was completely, completely different, and the chord progression was going very quickly, so it sounded like a completely different song. But we just recorded that, the beat, with this fast chord progression, and then we listened back to it, and then we just slowed the recording down. So we played it at half speed, and we were like, wow, that feels actually so much better. Because the chords have time to breathe, and you can feel every chord a little bit deeper. And actually, we just replayed that song the way it sounded at half speed, which was a really interesting way for us to work through the song. We decided to keep that song kind of minimal, because we recorded it first in the studio, and I was playing too much on the drums, which it happens. It happens quite a lot that I want to play, I have fun, and I just play too much stuff. And Jan told me, you know, on this one, for once, just keep it the same. And I feel like that was actually a great idea, because it left much more space for the melody, for the whole vibe of the song. So yeah, I'm happy with the result. I don't know, the song feels good to me. Of course, live we play it quite different. And I mean, I can add that the album doesn't have really any overdubs, or it's just what you hear, that's how we played it together. So it's almost like a live album, which that feels great for me as well.
Cool. So let's hear my favorite track of the album, Dive Deep, out on their new album, Unknown Waveforms. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz.
Thank you.
Thank you again, André, for being dans Mon Jazz to talk about your new album, Unknown Waveforms, which has been out last October. But we can also talk about the upcoming EP, which is Unknown Waveforms Restrung. Because on this one, you play with the string quatuor Blue Quartet, and you reinterpret three of the album songs. So it gives a much more epic cinematographic sound on these songs, with the strings, the violin and the double bass. It's beautiful. So can you explain a bit about this meeting, how this came up?
And of course.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, the last track of the album was already played by this quartet.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we always played with features because we are a trio without voice or really a soloist instrument. So from years ago already, we used to play with a sax player live called Maxime Dereux, which is from France. And then we also played with a rapper, JMNG, who's from Brussels. So we always liked to have features and just invite them for some songs, play some songs, some concerts with them and some concerts without them, because it's just, I mean, we want to share this music with other people. And lately we've been only playing live, in trio. And the whole album is in trio, except for the last song. We were teasing maybe a project with a string quartet.
That's it.
Yeah, and Cry was Tränenmeer, which is, me and Jana are German speaking, so it's called Tränenmeer, which is a reprise of Cry. And then we decided, you know what, we can take these songs and just replay them with the string quartet, and that's how Restrung came out. And we took the songs that we feel are the strongest, the ones we like the most, and we arranged them for strings. So on this new EP, you can hear three songs. It's all recorded live. It's a live session, actually.
Yep.
But we thought this can also be released as an EP, and you can really hear the live playing. Everything is, you know, it's not a studio recording. It feels real. So and there's a video with it too, of course.
Yeah, there is a very nice.
So yeah, that will come out on the 20th.
On the 20th, and there is already one of the first track of the EP which is out. We can see the live recording. It's in a beautiful place in Brussels, I guess. All in white. You are dressed in white. The place is all in white. And the sound is so good because the place is so huge. You could guess that there would be echo or problem of sound. But
yeah.
No, the sound is so good.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's hard to mix those kind of sessions because, of course, all the microphones, the sound of the drums will be in all the microphones of the strings. And there's nothing you can do about that. But I think it gives a more it sounds warm as well. It's just, it is what it is. But I think it worked out in this. And we have, of course, we had an amazing mixing engineer who took care of any problems. But, of course, it allows you not to make any overdubs or anything. So what you hear is what you get. And with the video, of course, it all makes sense. This was filmed in Cologne, actually.
In Cologne.
This session.
So let's hear the first track of this new EP coming on the 20th of March, which name is Cry. Thank you. vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Once again, André, thank you so much for being with us, talking about your new album Unknown Waveforms and the upcoming EP Unknown Waveforms Restrung. What's next for the band? You were talking about maybe a second mixtape. You have a Europe tour coming up. Of course, your date in Paris on the 27th mm-hmm. of March at La Petite Halle. So yeah, you are busy now.
Well, very exciting for us is, of course, we're going to play in Paris, which we've been wanting to do for years. We have some other concerts around here in Namur, for example, in Le Delta. And then we're going on our second UK tour, but a bigger one. And we're going to bring the strings with us.
Cool.
And we have 8 dates there. So wow. we feel that our music, it fits well in the UK scene. And I think with the strings, I don't know, it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. This is from the 16th to the 25th of April. So the end of April will be in Bristol, Manchester, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Leeds, Newcastle and London.
So good. And maybe you will be able to play with your the musicians you love there. Do some jam session with...
Sure. Well, we have some free days, so we're going to try to, meet some people. And also, we're playing at some festivals like Brick Lane Jazz in London, and I think there will be some of our heroes there as well. So hopefully we get to meet them. It's going to be fun.
Well, thank you again, André. Thank you for coming to Mon Jazz, talking about your new album, the album of Cow, Unknown Waveforms. And we wish you the best for this tour coming up in the next days. And also for the release of your new EP, Unknown Waveform Restrung. For all the auditors, let's go on YouTube to see the video, which is very, very nice, very beautiful. And the music is so good, so good. So André, once again, thank you very much for being dans Mon Jazz.
It's a pleasure.
And à la prochaine, maybe we'll have a call for your next beat tape.
I would love that. Well, anytime. Well, then maybe we will see each other in Paris soon, hopefully.
Of course, in 1 month exactly, on the 27th of March.
Okay, great. Amazing.
Thank you, André. Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.